This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Prime Minister Mia Motley, as well as other regional leaders, arrive in St. Vincent for Guyana-Venezuela talks. Meantime, a political scientist welcomes the peace talks but urges the region to be on alert and prepared in case no resolution is found. The Ministry of Education says work has started as students from the St. John Primary transitions to the Mount Tabor Primary School. A consumer rights group wants advance notice from government for a VAT-free day, and Israeli Defense Minister says Gaza war will continue with or without international support. Good afternoon. I am Christo J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. Guyana's President Irfan Ali and Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro are in talks as the meeting held in St. Vincent gets underway to address a territorial dispute. The meeting, hosted by Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, is an effort to de-escalate the long-standing border dispute between the two nations that intensified with Venezuelans voting in a referendum to claim two-thirds of Guyana. Prime ministers from both countries and several CARICOM leaders arrived at the St. Vincent's Argyle International Airport this morning for the discussion. We hear more in this report from Associate Editor of the Nation newspaper, Barry Allen, who is in St. Vincent for the talks.
All of the regional leaders involved in bilateral talks are now within the VIP room of the Argyle International Airport with President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela. A number of CARICOM leaders arrived at the airport this morning, inclusive of the Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Motley, and the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Mr. Philip Davis. Today's meeting is being hosted by the Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, who was here on hand at the airport to meet all the arriving dignitaries. Now that the talks have started, we would expect that the land dispute between Guyana and Venezuela may or may not come to the fore, but what is clear is that bilateral talks will be held between the leaders of CARICOM and President Maduro. On his arrival, President Maduro said that the talks, he expected them to be amenable and friendly and to go along a path of cooperation. This is Barry Allen reporting for the Starcom Network News.
Meantime, Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley had previously expressed fear that the possibility of a war between Guyana and Venezuela will threaten peace in the Caribbean. However, speaking to reporters before the meeting, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said he is pleased that the community of Latin America and Caribbean states have managed to take this step and promised to make the most of the discussion so that the region remains a zone of peace. Political scientist Senator Dr. Christina Hines is pleased the two countries are meeting for peace talks. However, she believes the region should be prepared in case no resolution is found. Dr. Hines tells Starcom Network News in the event there is a military escalation, the RSS and other agencies should be ready to intervene.
I think we should wait and see what comes of this meeting, but it would still be very smart for Guyana and the region to think of a backup in the event that there is no kind of potential remedy that can be found through discussion. And by this, I mean that there certainly needs to be some kind of strong presence in the area in the event that some entities from Venezuela begin occupying the space, or in the event that there's some kind of military escalation. So I think it is a very meaningful step, but there needs to be a backup option in the event that talks are not fruitful and we still see some action, that there is a meaningful backup that includes the RSS, but also that goes beyond the RSS.
Political scientist Senator Dr. Christina Hines in the lunchtime edition. The Ministry of Education says accommodations will be made for students of the St. John Primary School who will be joining the Mount Tabor Primary for the new school term. The Ministry of Education revealed the decision to move the school indefinitely was finalized following a meeting between the Deputy Chief Education Officer Joy Adamson, teachers and staff of the St. John Primary. Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall, outlined steps the ministry will be taking to make the transition a smooth one.
They're doing their very best to make sure that whatever request is made can be accommodated where transfers are concerned. They are indeed allowed to put in for a transfer to another school if they wish. But of course, that depends on availability, space, size, etc. Now, where the things like books, the book list, the ministry is also working with the relevant schools to make sure that the books are all up to date and are what the new schools will be using. And where uniforms are concerned, it was also decided that parents can opt to keep their children in the same uniform they're in until such time that they can transition over to their new school's uniform.
Communications consultant with the, she says the ministry has not determined as yet what will happen to the St. John's School building.
The jury, as it were, is still out as to what eventually will happen with the school. So we have described it as an indefinite closure. There's no absolute as yet until all of the possibilities have been examined. And at that time, when the decision is made, then the announcement will also be made.
That's communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall. Meantime, the Barbados Union of Teachers says the teachers and auxiliary staff of the St. John Primary will be absorbed into other institutions. President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, told StarCom Network News the decision was announced during last night's meeting.
The BUT was part of the first meeting held yesterday evening with the Ministry of Education and staff, teachers from St. John Primary School, along with the ancillary staff and the monitors, have all been absorbed into other educational institutions. Some teachers have been relocated to Mount Tabor, some are going to other schools, but for the most part, all of the teachers will be absorbed into the system. Well, teachers are generally happy that they are not going back into the environment that has plagued the St. John Primary School for a long time. I think most persons are excited to be relieved of the environmental conditions that existed, and they are going into environments that are free of any such environmental conditions. So they are generally happy.
He said the decision was also made to ensure the Class 4 students will remain in the same classroom.
All accounts suggest that the Class 4 students will remain together. I think they are moving to Mount Tabor, but they will remain together in one class with the same teacher. The disruption will be minimal with regards to the relocation. If you have any issues that arise, we as a union, we will reach out to the Ministry of Education to try to rectify that or those issues.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen says Israel will continue the war against Hamas with or without international support. It comes as the country loses international support after the United Nations General Assembly passes on a resolution calling for a ceasefire. U.S. President Joe Biden warned that Israel has begun to lose international support due to its quote-unquote indiscriminate bombing of the Gaza Strip, and called on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to change his government because it does not want a two-state solution. Cohen believes a ceasefire would be a gift to the Hamas terrorist organization and would allow to return to and threaten the inhabitants of Israel once again. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Mia Motley, as well as other regional leaders, arrive in St. Vincent for Guyana-Venezuela talks. Meantime, a political scientist welcomes the peace talks but urges the region to be on alert and prepared in case no resolution is found. The Ministry of Education says work has started as students from the St. John Primary transitions to the Mount Tabor Primary School. A consumer rights group wants advance notice from government for a VAT-free day. And Israeli Defense Minister says Gaza war will continue with or without international support. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from StarCom Network News. StarCom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.